Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Palmer to Robinson and back to Grich, and McGraw is out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Berry fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Berry. Bumbry moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball towards right. Spikes settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Spikes. Bumbry scores. Davis moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. May scores. Grich moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey scores. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Hendricks. The throw to Perry covering the plate. The slide. Hendricks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hendricks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Jim Kern now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Buddy Bell. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing third base. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is hit by the pitch. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendricks bunts towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Doug DeCinces pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer catches it and throws to second with Duffy covering, to double up Bellinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Don Baylor now playing left field. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.